Hey there, welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. Let me ask you something. Does your marketing feel heavier than you think it should be? Like, are you juggling a podcast, social media, email, maybe YouTube, LinkedIn, and somehow none of it feels like it's clearly leading clients to you? And the hardest part is you're showing up, but you're not sure if what you're creating is actually doing anything. The reason is you are trying to run multiple different strategies instead of building one clear system. So that's what today's episode is about. I'm going to walk you through what it means to run a podcast to offer strategy and how this approach simplifies your marketing, and it just helps you, your podcast, lead to clients without having to chase every single platform. That's exhausting. When I first started this podcast, which is actually my second show if you're newer around here, I wanted to make a very intentional decision. And that was that this podcast is going to be basically exactly what I titled it, Podcast First Marketing. Everything in my business would lead with my podcast. From there, it's going to flow to my email. And everything else would be optional. I'm not requiring myself to post on Instagram. I do it when I want to and I feel like it. And most of the time, my posts are just repurposed from my podcast episode. And I will tell you that my entire marketing system has become so much easier the moment I made that shift. I do batch my podcast episodes, and I have weeks each month where I'm not having to touch the podcast at all. And I mean, my brain is always thinking of new ideas, so I'm kind of always thinking about my podcast, but I'm not having to scramble for content every day or even every week. I can show up on social media when I want to, and again, my posts come from my podcast episode, so I'm not having to recreate something different. I used to feel like I had to be on Instagram to get clients. And now I feel like everybody's talking about Threads, but I just feel like I get on Threads and I feel like it overwhelms me and then I just get off. But the thing is, I don't have to be on Instagram. I did not get clients from Instagram. For me, Instagram, and this is my personal opinion, Instagram is so much more work than a podcast. And I know not everybody feels that way, but I do. I feel like it is so much more work. I know I've talked in the past about when I tried YouTube, I remember looking at my podcast mic going, I would rather be just recording podcast episodes. But when you think about Instagram or social media for an overall example, you have to create multiple posts a week in order to stay relevant. You just have to. I mean, they're gone within a few days. Your stories are gone within 24 hours. And that includes the planning, the creation, the captions, the posting multiple times a week. Even if you are batching, that's a lot of stuff you have to do. And each post has a different, I don't know, theme. I don't know if it's all a theme. I don't know if theme's a word I'm looking for, but you know what I mean. With a podcast, you record 4 episodes a month. And I can help you simplify the production if you think that's what's taking you so long. And then once you've created those 4 episodes, you're done. And they live on forever. They are evergreen. Someone's going to come back and listen to it whenever they want to. And the thing I love about it is if you're listening to this, you chose to listen to me. I didn't just randomly show up in your Instagram feed and you decide to click on it. I'm not having to try to stop your scroll. Like, you chose to press play. And that is just what I love about podcasting. You have their attention once they press play. And this is the main reason I shifted my offers from being more heavily production focused to podcast first funnels, because I saw this pattern over and over again in my clients and in myself, is that we're all trying to have an Instagram strategy, a podcast strategy, a YouTube strategy, or whatever, or no strategy at all, and doing all of the above 10 times harder than needed all at the same time. And that's not working. That is a lot to carry. If you want to grow everywhere, you have to have a strategy for each and every different platform. You cannot just have one for all of them. They don't work the same. Instagram does not work the same as a podcast. A podcast doesn't work the same as, I mean, even YouTube. They're all different. You have to have a different strategy. And more than likely, if you want to be on more than one platform and do them well, not just repurposed, I mean, have a strategy, do it well, you probably need a team. And most solopreneurs don't have that. Therefore, that's where burnout seeks in. We talked about this last week with podcast burnout. And I know it because I lived it. Once I replaced all of that, I decided I'm not going to put my focus on, looking at this content calendar each week and thinking, okay, am I going to do a reel? Am I going to do a carousel? What stories am I going to put? It just overwhelmed me. So I replaced it all with one podcast first funnel. Everything finally clicked after that. Things got so much easier. I fell in love with my podcast. I mean, I've always loved podcasting, clearly. But when I was going week to week with my old show, I certainly didn't have my 4-episode funnel framework that I have now. It was so hard. And what did I do? I stopped, just like most do. But now I look forward to my podcast week. I take 1 week out of the month and I batch, and I've talked about it before, and I'll go more in depth if I need to in a future episode. But the way I batch my podcast, I do it all in 1 week, so much so that I catch myself on other weeks wanting to record more episodes. But I need to let the ones I've done do their job and not overwhelm you with episodes. So that it's just made everything so much easier, and it's working. I see people listening on days I'm not doing anything with it, and that is just so refreshing to me. And my email list is growing, and it's just, I don't know. I could go on and on and on, but I'll stop there. So let me get into the meat of what this episode's about. But first, what exactly is podcast first marketing? I want to talk about what it means, because not everybody really understands what that means. And basically, podcast first marketing, well, first of all, it does not mean that podcasting is your only platform. That's not what I'm saying. It just means that the podcast is the foundation. It comes first. That's what you focus on first. Your podcast becomes where you teach. It's where you build trust. It's where you guide your listeners to making decisions to wanting to work with you. Everything else you do supports it. It's not the other way around. So instead of asking yourself, well, what should I post today? No, you're going to start asking yourself, how does this episode move that listener one step closer to working with me? And within that episode, it's going to, if you do it the way I teach you, it's going to lead to the next episode and then to the next episode. And before long, they've learned so much about you, they want to work with you. Now, the reason why most podcasts don't lead to clients. So if you already have a podcast and you've been struggling and you're like, oh, it sounds great, but this hasn't been working for me, it's probably because you have your podcast separate from your business. And what I mean by that is you're just looking at it as another place to send out content. You're just looking at it, okay, I have my Instagram, I do it this way, my podcast has episodes, and you're meaning to be helpful. You're being consistent. Maybe they're even really well produced, but in the long run, those episodes are very disconnected. There's no clear listener journey, which I talk about in depth in episode 22. I will link that in the episode description below, but maybe you have call to actions, but they're just very random. Like, most people don't even really know what you're known for. You have this offer, you have that offer. There's no system guiding someone from your content to trusting you that they know that what you're talking about is what is the next step for them and to working with you. And you want them to join your email list. You maybe want them to download a freebie, purchase a low ticket product. But what we really want is for them to go all in on your main offer. We want them to become your client. So here is what a podcast funnel looks like. And it can be very simple. It does have to be intentional. That's the thing. You have to create a podcast episode, I should say, with purpose. Those episodes will lead to strategic calls to action. Now, if you follow my 4-episode framework, which I'm actually going to have a specific episode for that coming up, I can't remember where on my calendar it is, but I talk about these 4 episodes, and I did talk about bingeable podcast, which I will link that episode as well, to where you structure your episodes to where it makes them want to listen to the next one. You give them a call to action, and all of those calls to action lead to something, even if it's just listen to the next episode, which is what I've been doing more recently. Nothing is random. You are not just uploading an episode just because you need to have an episode go out. You need a system to where you always know what episode you're doing for your business. I have talked about this recently with my podcast episode planner. I have everything laid out on my planner to where I know exactly what I'm talking about, so I can tell them what is coming up next. Is it always perfect? No, there's actually an episode where I was teaching that and I didn't know what the next episode was. I have since fixed that. But you have to have a system in order for all of this to work. Now, we want to design that system so that it can build trust. This is the part that most people are missing. you just coming up with more ideas to talk about, that's not going to cut it anymore. You have to know what your content is doing. And that's why I have my planner. And when I help my clients in my intensive, we really go extensively through planning. There we map everything out. We design how your podcast leads people toward working with you. We look at your offers, all of the stuff. We identify where your podcast is breaking that client journey. Because some people think, well, yeah, I'm leading my clients to this, but maybe you're not doing it in a specific way that really tells the listener, okay, this is what I want you to do. We design that funnel that fits your business. By the end of my intensive, you know exactly how your podcast supports your sales. You are no longer spinning your wheels thinking, well, what am I going to talk about? What are my episodes? I don't know. You're not on this marketing hamster wheel. We've got to get you off the hamster wheel. I got off and it feels so great. Everything we've talked about, especially this month, often works if it's built as a system. We're not just building these collection of good ideas. We're not just saying, okay, these episodes sound great. I'm going to talk about these. We want to build it with intention. So here's what I want you to think about. If you believe your podcast can lead to clients, you want it to lead to clients, but maybe you don't quite know how to put all of those pieces together, or it just seems so overwhelming, so you don't do it, then I want to invite you to book a podcast first intensive. This is where I will help you build that podcast first funnel that supports your business. And inside this intensive, we map out the clear podcast to offer path that fits your business. How are these listeners going to go from hearing you to working with you? We plan out these intentional episodes that lead your listener towards working with you. We identify where and how to invite listeners to your email list and to these offers. I want to help you create the content direction that you can keep up with, that's sustainable. I don't want this to be something that is just all excitement and it's just a short-term plan. No, this is something that you are committed to doing and you want your marketing to be easier. And maybe you've tried podcasting in the past and it just didn't seem like you because you thought, well, that didn't really work. Well, did you do it this way? And the other thing I do is I help you look at your email list and how it goes alongside your podcast, because I'm telling you, I'm going all in on podcasting and email, and I want to help you do the same. And that is what is working. And I'm just going to stick to that. But this intensive builds your funnel. We do episode mapping. We look at your offer alignment so that you only have to focus on your podcast and everything else just kind of falls into place. Your emails, if you want to do social media, all of the other stuff, it just happens. By the end of the intensive, you don't just understand what to do. You will know exactly how your podcast supports your sales. You'll know exactly what to talk about, why it matters, and how it supports getting clients. So if you are done guessing, if you are done trying to make everything work all at once, and you're ready to let your podcast lead your marketing, this is where you need to be. Let me help you. You can find all of the details for the Podcast First Marketing Intensive in the episode description below, or you can go to allisonnitch.com/intensive. Everything is listed there, what you get, what it's about, all the stuff. This isn't just about planning episodes. Inside the Podcast First Intensive, we zoom out and we look at the full picture, your offers, your email list, and how your podcast fits into your business. And then we build a custom 90-day strategy so that every episode has a purpose. You'll walk away knowing how your podcast supports your sales goals, how your episodes guide listeners towards your offers, and exactly what to focus on next instead of just guessing every single week. It asks you to apply. You're applying to book a call with me just to make sure that we are a great fit. It's not a set in stone thing if you apply for it. So if you think it sounds like a great idea and you're not quite sure, go ahead and apply and we will hop on a call and make sure it is. So I promise you, your podcast can lead your marketing. I want you to let it be simpler. So I will be back next week with another episode. And until then, keep creating those episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client. I will see you next week, friend.